inch by inch, row by row, gonna make this garden.
It's time to wrap up this season's work in this week's edition of Garden Talk, the last edition for the season. And with us on the line for this Thursday morning is Master Gardener Ed Byarski. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Matt.
So things we should be doing include cleaning up our garden, kind of getting rid of that slug habitat, for example, and perhaps taking care of our tools and other things, right?
It certainly is. I mean, for a lot of us, I'm not going to be digging my carrots for a while, at least as long as the ground doesn't freeze, so I'm going to keep enjoying those. I still have tomatoes in my greenhouse. They're not really ripening much anymore, and that's kind of a same thing that's happening with compost. You know, it's been a cold composting summer most generally here, unless you had a lot of horse manure to help accelerate your compost. So at this point, it's once you get the garden beds cleaned up, cleaned off, dig trenches down the middle of them, and take some of that half, hopefully half-finished compost, bury it in the beds, and, well, add some seaweed, you know, haul some seaweed and mix it into the garden or pile it on top.
And I guess the idea here is that the processes that are part of the composting, they're pretty much going to stop. They're going to come to a halt, right?
Right. You know, a lot of the microorganisms are, I mean, they are more enthusiastic in warm weather, just like all of us, and to help make stuff break down faster. So if we can put the half-done compost in the ground, then, of course, the worms are going to be active as long as the ground's not frozen. They'll start burrowing into this stuff, and there'll be a whole bunch of happy worms, and nobody can have too many of those in the garden. So that way it will be a little bit more completed during the winter until things freeze solid. And hopefully we'll get a nice snowfall that will insulate the ground so that the processes continue longer also.
Do we want to put anything on top of that to help with that insulation before the snow falls?
Well, the main thing at least is covering it with plastic. And again, whether it's clear or black doesn't matter at this time of year much. But in the springtime, of course, if we have clear plastic, then the soil warms up more quickly. But that will really help because as much as rain that we can keep off it, the rain helps cool the soil also and, again, reduces the oxygen available in the soil for the composting to happen and for all the soil microorganisms that we want to work on this stuff to continue. So, and then if you want to actually insulate the beds, again, the 3 or 4 inches of seaweed on top and then throw the plastic over all of that, will help, too, to slow the freezing of the beds. Same thing as doing some mulching with spruce boughs or hemlock boughs, whatever you have, over the perennial beds after you do cleanup work. And, again, provides a few degrees of extra protection from our wintertime freeze-thaw action if we don't have a consistent snow cover, which is pretty rare around here.
What about the pH level that might be changed with the addition of those spruce boughs? Is that going to be a problem?
Luckily, most of our perennials are tolerant of kind of acid conditions, or they wouldn't be growing here. But this is mentioning pH, so this is a good time of year actually to spread lime if you need lime. Or wood ashes also will work as a lime substitute in gardens and stuff too. But certainly on a lawn, this would be a time to do your final lawn mowing and add lime. And there is a low nitrogen or no nitrogen, basically fall lawn food, also to be applied. And then that helps strengthen roots. The lime also helps to slowly break down. And removing the leaves that fall on the lawn, too. So you don't have these big piles of leaves or mats, which can kill lawn in patches.
Right. Okay. And anything else that we should be doing here? We only have a few more seconds left, but last things that we should do as we wrap up the season?
Well, start dreaming of next year. You know, there's still bulbs to be planted and garlic to be planted. And next week, Saturday the 18th, we'll be at the Canvas downtown. The Garden Club is sponsoring our Garlic Lovers Potluck. So posters should be going up through the Jack or check on the calendars.
Okay, Ed Byarski, thanks a lot. We'll talk to you again next year.
All right, good enough, Matt.
Ed Byarski, Master Gardener, with this week's edition of Garden Talk, a weekly feature here on Morning Edition.
Someone blessed these seeds I sowed.